Hell yeah, people. Fight tip of the week coming at you from the Word in the Street here. This is Rams is coming at you again, just telling you how to save your own life. Self-defense only, people. Self-defense. This one is how to get away with hitting a woman. Because let's face it, there's a stigma against hitting women. Yes, I just raged against Alexander Gustafsson for attacking women, but I'm talking about self-defense. I'm not talking about robbing people, assaulting innocent people. I'm talking about, you know, when a girl breaks in your house and you have to finish her off with a shotgun. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm getting real here. I'm going Vince McMahon style. All right, the fight tip of the week is how to get away with hitting a woman when you have to. All right, people, when you have to. That's the operative here. Let's face it. Yeah, you can't close a fist and punch a girl in the face under any normal circumstances. So that's why you need some tips on how to circumvent the, quote, law, interpretations, contexts. Quick few tips, but here's the background, people. My heart was broken. I was engaged to marry a woman once. I was. You know, we made an agreement. It was arranged. She was going to be my wife, so of course I you know, just stalked her relentlessly, just trying to learn about her, get close to her. And one day, I'm sitting there, you know, this was back in the days when I was writing for Infowars.com. God bless Alex Jones. Shout out, man. What's happening, man? What? One day, somebody emails me, a friend of mine, is like, and this is why I understand the NBA owner who turned out to be racist. I understand him. Someone emailed me and was like, man, your girl is posting pictures on Instagram with some dude, man. What's happening? And I'm like, what? What is Instagram? Because this was years ago. And then he was like, yeah, it's this and that. So I checked it out. And sure enough, there's my fiance, my girlfriend, the woman I'd pledged to be with my entire life, just in a picture with some dude, hugging on her, kissing her on the cheek. They're having a good time. It's all for the world to see. I'm humiliated. I'm disgusted. All right. And so, of course, I call her up, and I'm like, what the fuck? But what I really wanted to do was figure out some way to, you know, get even, you know? So I was like, all right, maybe I should turn this girlfriend's, my fiance's psychology, the women's psychology, on her. I was like, what do they usually do to men? They, you know, they throw out your clothes and set them on fire. So I was like, they must do that because they think that's important and they would hate it if that's their worst nightmare. So what I did was I, you know, of course, grabbed her clothes and threw them out and set them on fire. And this was to trigger her to attack me. That's the key, people. That's the fight tip. You provoke the woman to assault you first. That way, everything you do after that is in self-defense. That's the key. That's the bottom line here. That's how you're going to get away with it at the end of the day. All right. Sometimes they got it coming, but there's the stigma. So what you do, you provoke them. You set the clothes on fire, whatever. You call them up. You're like, check it out, bitch. I'm burning your clothes. Meet me at so-and-so. They show up. Of course, they're going to attack you. They're going to start slapping at you and whatnot. You can pull their hair because they're always turned on by that. They won't tell the cops about that. They love it. I've gone up with goon hand before in the past. It's not exactly like shaking them or anything violently. It's not punching them or anything. It's the goon hand. It's like when you're grabbing your kid or something, you're like, sit still. It's that hard grab where you're not exactly bruising, you're about to, but it's the goon hand. That's always effective. Like I said, the hair pulling, you can, if Officer Allen were on the call still, there's a trick where you can, you know, beat someone with a phone book so that it doesn't leave a mark. He knows that one. Trust me, Officer Allen. Oh shit. If only you guys knew. There's that method. There's basically what you got to do is you have to draw them out. You have to bait them. That's the whole thing. And then you have to do unbelievable shit when you do, you know, when you are being a little rough to put the girl in her place. You have to be a little ridiculous so that when she tells the story to the cops or authorities or her friends, they won't believe it. You have to dress up in like a chipmunk outfit or something and then slap her in the face. She'll be like, he dressed up in a chipmunk outfit and then he slapped me in the face. And the cops are going to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be like that Antoine Williams trying to tell Officer Allen what his name was. Give him a 28-digit long phone number. It's ridiculous. Let me tell you, man, there's a number of ways to get away with hitting a woman. Another way, last one that I want to get out of the way, it's real simple. You know, she's taking swings at you, you know, she's punching around all clumsily. You're just laughing and grabbing her wrists. You grab her wrists and then you make her start punching her own face. And then you're just like, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? You do that old playground thing. Chicks love that too. That turns them on. You know, and they have it coming the whole time. They know it. Usually they'll apologize. If they don't, you know, you just scoop that last pile of dirt on their face and bury them. Yeah. See you next week at the dojo.